Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use always at your fingertips. This is Hour 2 at 2. This is the broadcast for January 31st in the year of our Lord, 2017. And ladies and gentlemen, our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers is incredibly simple. We reject revolution. We stand for restoration, a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Trump fires acting attorney general. She won't go along and she won't carry out the executive branch's wishes. If she's on the executive team, she better play ball or she's gone. That was Trump's view. She wouldn't play ball. She wouldn't resign. She's out. Homeland Security officials are defying court order. That's good news. Trump's State Department is involved in incredible house cleaning. Needs to be done. Call it drain the swamp if you choose. President Trump will reveal his nomination for the Supreme Court tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. And a possible Donald Trump pick interrogates judge for his belief in God. We reject and hope Donald doesn't pick that abuser, if you will. Trump signs executive order to aid small businesses. Trump signs executive order slashing regulations, the greatest that our country has ever seen. President Donald Trump has signed the new executive order, mandating that for each new government regulation enacted, two of them must go away. Kurt says the only negative to that is we could have made it three. Amen to that point. FBI is now the world's leading purveyor of child pornography. What a disgrace. The Boy Scouts are reversing century-old stance. They will allow transgender boys in the Boy Scouts now, according to the New York Times. Saddened to see that as well. Euthanasia becomes undisguised murder in the Netherlands. Again, the world's turning against God, folks. When we glorify murder and sex in the illicit nature, it's bad news, folks. Is Trump White House engineering a war on the media, the mainstream press asks? We say, is the media entering or declaring war on the White House? Private confessions are disclosing how the media really works. White House strategist says humiliated media should keep its mouth shut, sit down and listen for a little bit. They don't have a clue. Boy, is that spot on. Now, hour two. We have two authors we want to talk about. They wrote incredible articles. Both of them are spot on, to say the least. Good friends of ours, both of them, were grateful for their leadership and their example. The first one is our buddy Jesse Lee Peterson. He does a radio program that is syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check out the schedule. His broadcast is 4 to 7 every afternoon Mountain Time. Jesse Lee Peterson doing a great broadcast. Very Christian, oriented towards the family and fathers. Working together to make America great and uniting the races. Great job, Jesse. And Kurt's got the column. Kurt?
Well, that's right. The headline from the WorldNet Daily, boys, Trump, white savior to black America. President Donald Trump, Jesse Lee Peterson says, has issued a blunt warning to Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel about his city's out-of-control violence. If the city doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, I'll send the feds, end quote. They say Trump's words sent shockwaves across the country. Donald Trump, a white man, and this is written by a black man, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson,
one's white and one's black, we could care less. The only reason we highlight it is because they make that division and we're showing that we're united, right?
That's right. And they say whom the press has tried to paint as a racist is ironically giving black America hope. What seemed like an impossible problem plaguing our inner cities now seems solvable. But what's wrong with black men that they can't stop the carnage? For 8 years, Barack Obama had the full authority and resources of the United States government to deal with the gangs, drugs, and violence afflicting his adopted hometown of Chicago, but all he did was posture. He supported his corrupt former chief of staff Rahm Emanuel as mayor, and they pandered to black activists, blamed guns, and called for more spending. Chicago, by the way, is home to Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Jeremiah Wright Jr., and countless black megachurches, yet these so-called leaders...
Not to mention
leaders,
Barack Hussein that claims he's from Chicago,
right.
too, right?
That's right. These so-called leaders have failed to speak honestly about the root cause of the violence and take action to curb the rising death toll, about 4,000-plus shooting deaths in the last 8 years. Those of you who read my columns know, that's Jesse Lee Peterson's columns, by the way, that for the past 27 years I've run a nonprofit called BOND, Brotherhood of the New Destiny, is what it stands for, dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I work with all
Amen
men,
that,
but the
Kurt.
Primary
By the way,
focus,
he didn't say
yeah.
by rebuilding the white man, rebuilding the black man.
No.
He just said the man, Kurt. That's us.
That's
anybody,
right.
All of us.
But he says the primary focus has been to get black men to drop their anger so God can guide them and they can lead their families in the right way. Now, you can see why, you know, the standard big media will never get this guy on. You know, he's like Ben Carson. He doesn't fit their, you know, little... supposed black man space.
Not to mention David A. Clark Jr., Lloyd Marcus, and many, many, many others that are all good friends of ours, by the way.
That's right. Good point. He goes on, he says, men are supposed to represent Jesus Christ on earth. The man is the Christ in the family, but the black community is nearly devoid of men who truly exemplify Christ. Black men were not like this prior to the 60s, he says. They believed in God and took care of themselves and their families. But after LBJ signed the 64 Civil Rights Act, Democrats seduced blacks away from God and the Republican Party with programs. They've owned blacks ever since, he says. Democrats empowered black liberal politicians to run cities like L.A., New York, Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Baltimore, and Memphis. They left these cities
by the way,
in
just
worse
to name
shape.
A few.
Yeah, amen right into that. They left these cities in worse shape than when they took office, but the media refused to hold them accountable because of their color and political affiliation. Coleman Young ran Detroit for 20 years. He was racially divisive and allowed the city to be ruined by drugs and crime. A succession of black Democrats followed, including Kwame Kilpatrick, who was sentenced to 28 years in federal prison for mail fraud. Anyway, he goes on to give you a whole lot of background you know, on all that stuff, but the bottom line is, he says, a white savior to black America, and he calls Donald Trump.
Yeah, JesseLeePeterson.com, his website. You want to see the schedule for LibertyNewsRadio.com, check it out. We syndicate his broadcast 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, an award-winning broadcast for sure, bringing people together, pointing men to Jesus Christ to lead their families in love and service. What a tremendous example Jesse is. And by the way, Jesse isn't really trying to exploit the race by white man leads black man. What he's really saying is when somebody does what's right, they become a leader. And that could be a black man, that could be a white man. I can point to multiple people. Jesse and Donald, one guy's black, one guy's white, but they're both doing a phenomenal job in my estimation. So anyway, good for Jesse Lee Peterson, incredible column. And what we need to do is really look towards those answers. Our good friend Sean Bergen, well-known New York TV reporter, was fired for saying, you know, talking about the black neighborhoods and saying, we need fathers in these homes. A statement like that got him fired. Why? Because he's white and he can't say that about black people, supposedly. See, I think that's the lie. We need fathers in these homes. Whether the families are black or white, the sooner we have moms and dads stay together, pray together, have fidelity to one another, lead their kids in love, set an example, teach them the right way of appropriate behavior, as Ben Carson has been taught, of Jesse Lee Peterson has been taught, and others, we can have tremendous progress. That's our hope. All right, Ann Coulter, she wants to be the poster child, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And, you know, she and you've kind of done a story like this before. But in her case, she's talking about being a poster child for the whole, you know, getting rid of Obamacare. And she tells about, you know, what has happened in her life. You know, she does a great deal there. And I had never heard her talk about stuff like this before. But she tells about how much money she has to spend and how much time and how many times she's had to switch plans because of, you know, something that's a failed program. And, you know, she couldn't be more correct, Sam, right?
Yeah, and she says, can I be the poster child against Obamacare? And she talks about how expensive it is. She talks about every time she gets a plan, the plan goes bust and fails. She's talking about now you know, what are the answers? What are the choices? And Americans just simply want to be left alone. She does a great job breaking down this column, in my humble opinion, Kurt. And some of her lines in the column are really good. They're always, you know, incendiary lines to some degree, because the liberals just go ballistic whenever she opens her mouth.
And it's a WorldNet Daily piece as well, and she talks about how $700 a month, she's got a huge deductible, but she says there's no plan on the individual market accepted by the two premier hospitals in her area for cancer or broken bones. So she hopes she doesn't get cancer or broken bone real quick.
Amen to that. More details in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ann Coulter's incredible column was published by WND.com. And Ann Coulter says, can I be the poster child against Obamacare? And she gives examples of her plan, of her deductible. She's had to switch plans multiple times. Her deductibles are out of control. Every time she has to get a new plan, the plan fails, or the plan gets shut down and it becomes not qualified for Obamacare. The list goes on and on and on. She's saying, I hope I don't, you know, break a bone or get cancer because, man, I'll be in trouble. She hopes that we repeal it yesterday. And she really writes an exquisite column.
Yes, yeah.
Chronicling the problems that she's personally had what Americans are experiencing all across the land, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you hate to leave anything out of it, but let me give you some of the I guess you could say, high points for me. She talks about how, remember the whole thing with Obamacare was they're telling us that certain people are, you know, tough to insure, so then we need to, you know, get a whole bunch more people in there so it doesn't cost those bad ones that cost a lot so much. You know, that's basically it. She goes on to say, why is having customers treated like some freakish need of this one industry? She says, people are a lot less interested in buying hotel rooms, restaurant meals, and pipes than they are in buying health insurance. Everyone knows someone who has died of cancer or had some major medical problem, and most people aren't insane. Even with the heck of Obamacare requiring hundreds of hours of work to research, sign up for, be thrown off of, then sign up for a different, ever more expensive plan year after year, the long-suffering taxpayer is doing all that in order to maintain some form of health insurance. She says, so apparently no matter how awful you make it, this is a product Americans are desperate to buy. Republicans all say they want to save the so-called good parts of Obamacare because who knows better what the American consumer wants than a member of Congress. She says, I keep imagining Congress designing a comprehensive hotel reform bill, promising to save the popular parts, but people like having TVs in their hotel rooms. How could we ever get TVs in hotel rooms without Congress writing a law? She says, it turns out people running
a business.
Now listen,
hold on. Rewind and start that sentence again and pay critical attention to this. Ready?
It turns out people running a business have an uncanny ability to figure out what's popular with their customers. Shocking. You know, she says, any popular features of Obamacare, obviously, manifestly, inevitably, will be preserved by the free market. Imagine that, Sam. Bottom line.
She nails it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, 12-cylinder vehicle banging on all cylinders. Great job, Ann Coulter. We want to bring up this, though. You know, I'm disappointed in the Republicans already, Kurt. Donald has already made his moves in an executive orders to do all that he can to reject Obamacare, proving that he'll sign a good bill if it hits his desk. We've got it, now the Republicans just went into a private retreat. They don't want anybody to know what they talked about, and now they're stuck on stupid again. Now they can't get anywhere. They're saying, oh, you know what, Obamacare repeal might be stalled. The Republicans need to grab Ron Paul's legislation, and Rand Paul put an idea into the Senate as well now, Kurt. We need to run with those ideas yesterday and get it done, but if we're not careful, the Republicans are going to fail again. So now a lot of good conservatives and a lot of the people that are supporting Trump and their repeal of Obamacare, I'm one of them, are warning the Republicans, you better get off stuck on stupid now. You better move forward and get it done and quit wasting your time and arguing. You better shut down government-controlled health care, and you better do it by replacing it with a free market. And the sooner you do that, the better. If you don't, though, you will be out on your ear next elections. Trust me. I'll say it like Donald would. Believe me. Believe me.
See? Well, we've never seen Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell kind of been, slow to act before. I mean, this is just really shocking.
Wow.
All
right. Anyway, our prayers are that we can get rid of Obamacare yesterday. Ann Coulter's exactly spot on. Republicans, listen up while you have the chance. All right. Now, we missed this back on January 26th. Sorry we did, ladies and gentlemen. We're human and we just can't. If we had a bigger staff that could keep track of all this for us, it would sure help. Nevertheless, we do want to bring this up. January 26th marked the anniversary of the shooting death of Utah rancher Robert Lavoie Finicum, who was unnecessarily killed by the FBI. Kurt, didn't need to happen, and our prayers are with the Finicum family, sir.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, I thought it was interesting to look at this piece from LibertyNewsDaily.com and, you know, see the part where they talked about, they said, they called him a member of an activist group called Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. I mean, imagine that. Finicum had participated in a month-long protest occupation of Oregon's Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Harney County. Great place to visit, by the way. We loved it up there. At the time of the ambush, that's what they called it here, he was part of a convoy of vehicles ferrying activist to John Day. Now, that's a town that's the seat of Grant County. And they plan to meet with Sheriff Grant Palmer and conduct a town hall meeting. Now, this author says, if the objective had been to arrange the peaceful arrest of Finnegan, along with Ammon and Aaron Bundy and their colleagues, Sheriff Palmer should have been informed and tasked to take them into custody. However, Oregon's ultra-liberal governor, Kate Brown, and the FBI deliberately withheld that information from Sheriff Palmer.
By the way, it's not Grant Palmer, it's Glenn Palmer, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Grant County. Yeah, that's right, Glenn Palmer. Sheriff Glenn Palmer. Good point.
All right, just want to make sure because I know Glenn.
Maybe
when I
so
heard
that's
Grant
where the Grant, maybe that's where the Grant came from. Grant County, you know, they stuck it in.
All
there.
I'm telling you though is this: I know Glenn Sheriff personally, Palmer. And I'm telling you when I heard Grant, I'm like, that's not his name. So I went and looked it up just to confirm that I was correct. It is Glenn Palmer. And believe it or not, I was on the phone with Glenn about a half hour before he found out that they had murdered Finnegan and all that stuff. He was waiting for them, and they never showed up. So. Our prayers are with the family.
Sad.
It's horrible. And it's unnecessary, Kurt. They didn't need to kill this guy. They didn't need to do it.
Well, it happened so many times, you know. One more time, the FBI, before they're the purveyor of porn, now they're this. You know, that doesn't mean that everybody in the FBI is a bad guy. But, you know, they got a clean house, just like we got a clean house.
Amen to that.
Or drain the swamp, you know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess golden parachutes are being handed out to the select few, and I guess I'm not one of them, huh, Kurt? Platinum parachute from Goldman Sachs, sir.
Yeah, see, because platinum is worth more than gold, Sam. So in this case, the Liberty News Daily Piece says, Chief White House Economic Advisor gets platinum parachutes from Goldman Sachs. Now, I'm wondering if they shouldn't call that Goldman Sachs, like S-A-C-K-S, where they sack the Treasury. But anyway, for millions of undecided voters, Donald Trump closed the deal with a late campaign ad in which he made a forthright populist appeal as the champion of the common American against the predations of the financial elite, as embodied by investment banks such as Goldman Sachs. After winning the election, Trump promptly appointed several Goldman figures to high positions in his administration, including former president and chief operations officer Gary Cohn, or maybe we should call it Cohn, you know, like Cohn, who will join the cabinet as chief White House economic advisor. To reward Cohn for his promotion, Goldman Sachs lifted restrictions or provided for accelerated delivery of roughly $123.7 million in stock and cash awards.
You know what's funny, Kurt?
But he won't get any, they won't get any special deals at Goldman Sachs.
You know what's kind of funny about this, Kurt?
What's that?
They call it Goldman, right?
Yeah.
But there ain't no gold.
That's right.
What's
the
up
56,
with that?
The 56-year-old con was paid $20 million by Goldman in 2016, which included
in fiat currency, no gold in the mix.
A base salary of $1.85 million and $18.15 million in what was described as variable compensation.
If
want
they
a little bit
Goldman,
of that variable, Sam?
If they call it Goldman, Kurt, and there's no gold, is that fake news?
Yeah, good point.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
It is customary for all appointed positions in the State Department to submit letters of resignation at the beginning of a new administration, even though these top administrators are often asked to stay on for a few months to ease the transition. Trump's White House, however, accepted the resignation letters of several top officials in what one State Department source called cleaning house. ZeroHedge.com summarized the news reports of the changeover, demonstrating just how ideologically aligned with the Obama administration was the entire U.S. State Department. The Washington Post reported that the entire senior level of management officials resigned Wednesday, part of an ongoing mass exodus of senior Foreign Service officers who don't want to stick around for the Trump era. But the story was later changed from a mass protest resignation to a mass firing by the White House. Citing an anonymous official, CNN reported, "Any implication that these four people quit is wrong. These people are loyal to the Secretary, the President, and to the State Department. There is just not any attempt here to diss the President. People are not quitting and running away in disgust. This is the White House, cleaning house." The department will not collapse, a second senior official told CNN. "Everyone has good deputies. It's a huge institutional loss. But the department has excellent subordinates, and the career people will step up. They will take up the responsibility." If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always at your fingertips. Let's see here. This story is interesting, folks. It has to do with, what, Kurt, $100,000?
Well, yeah, Sam, you know how in government they're always real careful because they got to get, two or three bids for something when they spend money. You know how they're always watching out for your tax dollars. And this WorldNet Daily piece by Steve Peacock says, no, they kind of didn't do that in this case. They were buying some luxury lawn furniture for the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad. Pakistan, you know, you'd think they could have just gone to like a secondhand used store to get it, but they spent nearly $100,000 on this luxury lawn furniture. And this is, by the way, during the Trump administration, but I would say, you know, there's just a lot of this happening just kind of because of what went on before. I'm sure Trump would have not spent this much money on lawn furniture.
Well, that's if he would have got wind of it, Kurt.
Yeah, good
meaning
point.
A lot of times the government's so big, a lot of times the leader doesn't even get the wind of the details. And that's why Donald really needs to start cleaning house. He needs to put folks in charge. He needs people like Kurt Crosby to kind of, you know, review the budgets and such like that. And just, you know, you'd be hired, Kurt, as just a budget reviewer. And you just simply point out anomalies to the Donald and say, Donald, this is going on. They're about to do this. Stop it. What you need is multiple people to watch the hen house, Kurt.
That's right. I mean, watch that checkbook, you know. Now, the State Department explained this, Sam. They said that, specific product was chosen for its aesthetics, and no other product will meet the unique color and style needed. That's why they, you know, explained that they only did one contract, and they didn't open it up to other people and stuff like that. But, you know, the bottom line is, man, you know, if you think there's no waste going on in government, you can find stuff like this all the time, Sam.
Well, the problem is they've just got too much money.
Well, that's right. And not enough real oversight. You know, you got to get rid of all these unconstitutional entities and, you know, get those checkbooks back where somebody's really watching them.
Well, and that's why I say what we need is we need people to really work on this.
I mean, imagine that, you know.
And I don't know if Donald realizes that he's going to need people to keep track of that, Kurt. And in my mind, what you'd do is you'd be paid some small percentage, maybe a half a percent or 1%
on the anomalies. Fine and waste.
Well, one fine waste where you could save money and two, prevent them from spending more.
Yeah.
It'd be some kind of a salesman concatenation of that. I'd work on piecemeal work for that, Kurt. I'd get rich, my friend.
You certainly would.
You know, and so I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Donald, if you're listening, or anybody who's listening, please report this to Donald. That's the idea, how to really comb through government and start to create accountability. Mm-hmm. There's so much money good left point. On the table, so much waste. It's hard
now,
to even
Sam,
comprehend, Kurt.
I haven't sent you this, but Rush Limbaugh's kind of chiming in on, you know, what Trump's real difficult big problem is, even more than the protesters. You want to guess what he says it is? Well, he says, and he's right on target here, and
oh, really?
You know, so many times you know, this won't be the way it works, but he says the real choke point here and the real weak point, and I've mentioned it a number of times all during the campaign, the real problem Trump has here is not these protesters. The real problem he's going to have is the Republicans in Congress sticking with him. This is the kind of thing that they've caved to I don't know how many times. He's talking about how when the media starts going after somebody, then the weak-kneed Republicans start, you know, waffling. And he stressed that the protests weren't spontaneous reactions to Trump's executive order. He says what all this is about is the preordained, prearranged Democratic Party strategy of unseating Donald Trump and opposing him. And they say it's nothing more than total resistance to everything. It doesn't matter what it is, there is going to be total resistance to everything. He's going to name his Supreme Court pick total resistance. The protests at the airports, bought and paid for by George Soros, prearranged. People have been sitting and waiting for the moment to be cued to action. He said, I was telling people over the weekend who were alarmed at how often and how large these protests seem to be, how often they materialize, and I told everybody that asked me about it to calm down, and that is the strategy. This is the official policy of Trump opposition, to simply resist everything because that's all they can do. That's a great point, Sam. You know, you kind of wish that you could get all the facts from Rush Limbaugh, but at least when he does some good, you know, you got to put your hat off to him. So, Mr. Rush Limbaugh telling Trump what his real problem is, and he's right, I think. So.
Well, Rush Limbaugh's spot on this, and the Republicans need to come to the table and find solutions. They promised for literally decades and decades of what they'd do if they were given the chance, but they simply didn't. You know, in my
That's
opinion,
right.
do their
Didn't
part.
Didn't deliver. Yeah.
Well, there's hope.
And it'll
they
be
will.
Surprised if they will. But there are new guys in Congress, you know, that might whip them into shape, like Mr. Biggs from Arizona and a few others that we are familiar with. So we're hoping for good stuff, you know.
Right, Kurt. The Utah House is shredding the Constitution. The National Council for Freedom and Economic Prosperity. Is reporting that because they're working on the HJR3. Your comments on that, then our guest.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, I just don't understand their argument that says, hey, we'll get together and straighten this thing out when we don't even use the Constitution we have. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I say use the one we've got. Go to work with that. You know, let's put it into practice for like 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And then maybe we'd talk about it. But, you know, these guys are sure that the solution is a good together and have a constitutional convention. And we'll really have good government after that.
Amen to that, like, sir.
Doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Switching gears to our guest, Nora Gagatas. She's the author of a book called Primal Fat Burner. Very interesting discussions. Nora, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Oh, Sam, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, they call your diet or your suggestions in your book a paleo diet, but isn't it more a keto diet?
Well, it is actually both.
Okay.
So You know, so the dietary approach in this book is in part based on this understanding that the kinds of foods that would have been most readily available to our earliest human ancestors, right, would have been the very foods that actually helped shape our physiological makeup, that would have shaped our nutritional requirements in the first place. But from the beginning, you know, humans and our predecessors have avidly sought and venerated even fat-rich animal-source foods for nourishing and fueling their bodies and making healthy babies and everything else. And but being a primal fat burner is all about adopting more of a fat-based metabolism based on these principles that are designed to fuel your body and your brain with the kinds of fats along with healthy ketones, right, which are the energy units of fat, that are in direct alignment with our human genetic makeup. So it's a combination. It makes my book unique somewhat in the paleo genre, but also in the ketogenic genre that I combine those two concepts, but I think it's the perfect marriage.
The reality is we're talking about a high-fat, medium-protein, low-carb diet without all the sugars and the fast foods and everything in a box. That's almost what you get by natural eating, right?
Right. I mean, this was really what our ancestors naturally consumed for more than a couple million years. And it was that way of eating. And the ways in which, you know, we know that primitive people groups really try to select for fat when they're out hunting. They look for the fattest, sassiest animals out there, as opposed to other carnivores, where, you know, I have a background actually in working with and studying wolves, and I actually spent a whole summer of my life living less than 500 miles from the North Pole with a family of wild wolves, and that's a whole other show. But what I've observed firsthand is, you know, that wolves and other carnivores, they go after the sick, the weak, the young, you know, the old, whatever is easiest for them to catch. Not because they prefer that, but because it's easiest for them. But humans are a little bit unique. We have long gone after animals that are actually much harder for us to catch, that are the fattest and sassiest and healthiest animals in the herd, which also tend to have the most body fat. And for most of our evolutionary history, actually, we had developed a technology to be able to bring down as our primary preferred source of nourishment these huge megafauna, right? People forget that there were more than 120 species of these enormous animals.
All right, hang on, Nora. Nora got us with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's author of a book called Primal Fat Burner, Live Longer, Slow Aging, Power Your Brain and Save Your Life with a High-Fat, Low-Carb Diet. Stay there, folks. More in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure. And she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke. Because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, fat is not a no-no, but a yes-yes. When you learn about and know the right kind of fats to eat, we're talking about Nora Gagatis. She's the author of a book called Primal Fat Burner, available at all fine bookstores, Amazon, and everywhere else. Check it out today. We can live longer. We can slow aging. We can power your brain. We can save your life. And it all starts out with the deception, the fraud that's been perpetrated on the American people. It kind of kicked off in the 60s, Nora. Is that right?
Yeah, it did. You know, you know, a lot more, you know, so basically, you know, the New York Times basically uncovered recently this documentation showing that it was, in fact, the sugar industry in the 1960s that bought and paid for certain so-called research conclusions that were designed to kind of conceal and protect that industry from all of the emerging evidence that were showing that dietary sugar is actually the primary culprit.
Nora, where's the FDA when you need them?
Disease and obesity.
Where's the FDA when you need them?
Well, you know, basically they're in the pockets of big agribusiness and other commercial interests. They're supposed to be basically working for us, but that's not exactly how it all works. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are probably, you know, clued into that. So, I mean, this whole while, you know, that the sugar industry was trying to divert energy or blame away from themselves, they were conveniently directing that blame toward dietary fat and especially animal fat, you know, which is a dietary inclusion that has played a key beneficial role in our evolution for close to 3 million years.
And it's obvious why, though. Your brain is primarily fat and needs that fat as fuel, right?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, so, you know, next to water, fat is literally the most abundant substance in the human body. And despite its abundance in our bodies, you know, with water, for instance, we all know how important drinking water is. But very few really appreciate the similarly important need we all have to supply our bodies with a wide variety of fats. I mean, fat isn't just one thing. It's a lot of different things. And we as humans are designed to run on the biggest variety of fats and utilize them for all kinds of structural and metabolic and also neurological things. And these fats and fat-soluble nutrients from animal source foods are something that we really do need to be consuming each and every day. In our brain and nervous system, as you mentioned, you know, it's made of fat, as are every one of our cell membranes. It's the marrow of your bones, so many of our hormones and receptors and so many immune compounds, and it's also our most calorically abundant energy reserve. And you know, if you want to get good at burning fat, you know, you don't get good at burning fat by burning sugar all the time. If you want to be able to burn fat, then you need to adopt more of a fat-based metabolism so that your body knows to use that as its primary source of fuel.
Now, this is not something that can be done overnight. It takes a little bit of practice. It takes learning to reject the wrong foods and eat the right foods. Eventually, instead of having a sugar-adapted diet, you become fat-adapted and have a diet that really lets your body run on the fat. You can lose weight by eating more fat. This fat-adapted reality is something that I don't think even physicians understand, Nora.
Well, there are a lot of them that do nowadays. And, you know, it's sort of funny. I was actually surprised to learn early on that some of my biggest fans were actually neurologists that really understood the incredible value of dietary fat in the structure of the human brain and the cognition of the human brain, but also the energizing and stability of the human brain. And for a long time now, neurologists have been the go-to for stabilizing, for instance, seizure disorders is what is called a ketogenic diet, a diet that is based almost entirely upon fat that virtually eliminates sources of sugar and starch from the diet altogether. And there's nothing more stabilizing to the brain and nervous system than a metabolism that is based in fat. And there's nothing more destabilizing to a brain and nervous system than a metabolism that is reliant upon sugar.
And I would submit to you that the peddling of sugar and the ignoring of the evidence borders on criminal.
I agree with you. I have lost, we have lost millions of people regarding, these policies. You know, the key collaborators early on were people like Ansel Keys, who saw to it that cherry-picked data confirmed these bogus dietary heart hypotheses. And this has amounted to the expense of literally millions of lives since. And, government policies were erected based on those erroneous, those lies. And the fact is that, carbohydrates such as grains, legumes, potatoes, and whatever are extremely easy, dirt cheap foods to produce. They're massively profitable. I mean, you can't make a 5,000% profit on a grass-fed steak like you can a box of cereal. And then they keep people that consume these carbohydrate diets more or less perpetually hungry. So what do you think created Monsanto's wealth and power in the first place?
Well, the real goal is to keep insulin.
No major multinational corporation that would not be heavily invested into seeing to it that carbohydrates are the primary source of nourishment for every single man, woman, and child on planet Earth. And these corporations prey upon otherwise, well-intentioned sensibilities of, environmentalists, and animal advocates. Both things I happen to kind of consider myself to be, but it's an insidious manipulation, to get them into thinking that agriculture and plant-based diets are needed to save the world. And that's something that no rational person really looking at this could ever buy into.
All right.
It's a lie.
Is the goal to keep insulin down and ketones up?
The goal is to keep insulin down for human longevity. Most of the research in human longevity has shown that insulin is a major culprit in the kind of aging we would all rather not experience. Ketones are basically, you're not going to be producing ketones if you're generating a lot of insulin. We generally produce insulin in response to high carbohydrate diets. But when you take the carbs out, then over a period over a few days or a couple of days, your body starts to produce a lot of these ketones. Initially, you may not be able to use them as well. Your body will tend to throw off a lot of it as a waste product because it takes there's certain enzymatic and metabolic changes that need to occur. It's kind of like switching from diesel, or from rocket fuel to diesel, in your car. Your car is going to run better. It's not going to run as hot. It's not going to need as much maintenance. But it takes a little time, to make that conversion, right, that engine conversion. But once you've done it, your body will run on ketones way more smoothly than it can sugar or, any other source of fuel. So there are enormous range of benefits to being a fat burner, not the least of which, of course, are feeding and stabilizing your brain and its neurological functioning and making you way less susceptible to seizures and migraines and panic attacks and mood swings, but also minimizing your risks of things like Alzheimer's disease. People that run on fat have 40 to 50% less risk for developing Alzheimer's than people that are running on sugar.
All right, I mentioned at the start.
Go ahead.
I mentioned at the start that there's a keto diet and then a paleo diet. You say, hey, I bring the best of both together. Tell people quickly the difference in how you bring them together in your book.
Well, again, with ketogenic, or rather with the whole paleo thing, basically I'm basing this diet upon foods to which we would have been most evolutionarily, most genetically well adapted, right? So we're basically talking about animal source foods from animals that are fed on nothing but fresh green grass and pasture. So there's a tremendous emphasis in this book upon food quality, upon nutrient density, getting our plant-based foods from organic sources, you know, fibrous vegetables and greens from organic sources. In other words, no pesticides and herbicides, no GMOs, things like that. Really important. That's consistent with what our ancestors would have consumed. They really didn't have a lot of access to starchy foods and sugary foods for the most part throughout our evolutionary history. And so the emphasis is primarily on animal-sourced foods, but I moderate the protein intake recommendation for a lot of reasons, mostly related to longevity research. So this isn't quite Atkins. This isn't like that.
And that's how keto focuses as well, right?
Right. Yeah. So excess protein is not our friend. You know, we need to get a certain amount of complete protein, and there's a very good argument from the need to get that from animal source foods.
All right, we're about out of time.
We need more than 6 or 7 ounces of that in a day.
We're about out of time. I want to focus on, in the last couple of minutes we've got here, not only is the book scientifically sound, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a practical guide, a practical solution to help you change your diet, to become fat adapted, to lose weight, to feed your brain the right foods, to live long, to be happy, to get rid of the mood swings. And it's a practical guide because you fill it with recipes and real helps to get people moving along, right?
Right, yeah. So I actually created a 21-day kind of meal plan, and I supplied about 60 of some of my favorite recipes. I mean, there's some amazing food in this, amazing recipes in this thing. People are just not going to be – they're not going to walk away hungry or unsatisfied with this dietary approach. And, you know, it's both adapted for people who are wanting to lose weight and also people who maybe need to gain weight. Maybe they have trouble putting weight on. You know, this is a dietary approach that can be adapted to what a person's needs might happen to be, and I you know, they'll see that in the meal plan, and also do a lot of troubleshooting for things that people that that may have questions or confusion about certain things, or may have trouble making the transition for whatever reason. So it covers a lot of bases, but I you're never going to find a book on the subject that is more comprehensive than this.
The book is called Primal Fat Burner, ladies and gentlemen. Primal Fat Burner by Nora Gagatas. Look it up anywhere it's available. It's not only a scientifically sound book, but a practical guide for you. You want to eat more fat and the right fats and lose weight? That's how you get it done. Nora, final words yours.
Go to primalfatburner.com to get more info and some free bonus material.
Primalfatburner.com. Thanks,
absolutely.
Nora.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's interesting to learn scientific reality. It's interesting to learn what our ancestors did. And it's interesting to learn how we can live longer, lose weight, be healthy, and stop the sugar abuse of our bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live, this nation shall endure.